Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House has introduced a bill called H.R. 5, and it will be a steamroller, a wrecking ball, if you will, to religious freedom. The breadth of this bill is absolutely shocking. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This particular bill is known as H.R. 5, and what it does is it amends federal law with regards to employment non-discrimination, public accommodation, and even jury selection and more. And this particular law will actually include sexual orientation and gender identity as part of this federal law that is being amended. Holly, this includes churches as well, because historically, if you go back in time, the evolution of this law started off as an amendment. It used to be called the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. It's been around for a number of years. It started off to try to amend the Civil Rights Law of 1964 to include sexual orientation. It was never able to pass both houses. Then it added sexual orientation and gender identity. It never was able to pass both houses. In both of those iterations over the years, it exempted churches or houses of worship, so they're not going to be affected by it. But the Human Rights Campaign said, and others, we're no longer going to endorse this bill unless you stop exempting churches. So guess what? The Equality Act, it was renamed to that, adds sexual orientation and gender identity, and it does not exempt churches, but it goes even further by saying you cannot raise a religious free exercise claim as a defense to the application.
You know, Matt, I think this is really a watershed moment, not only for our nation, but for the church. You know, I was telling a pastor friend about this yesterday, and he was like, is this for real? I said, absolutely. You need to be informed. You need to tell your people. You know, and let's just break this down a little bit, how this would directly impact the church. Let's say a faith-based adoption agency. It would be forced to go against their religious beliefs and convictions, and they would be required to place children in homes with same-sex couples. I mean, you talk about the implications that would be, the safety issues, and as well as the emotional and possibly physical implications as well.
Yeah, and so that means it doesn't matter what your religious conviction or doctrine is.
Right.
You can have it, but you can't apply it. And you can't raise religious free exercise as a defense. This law specifically says the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act is not permissible to be raised as a claim or a defense to the application of this H.R. 5 law. So whether it's in hiring, promotion, anything with regards to churches, Christian colleges, religious organizations, public accommodations, all of this will be affected. And so take, for example, this. Churches, say a Baptist church, they can, under federal law, make employment decisions consistent with their religious beliefs based on religion.
Right.
So Baptists, if they wanted to, could hire Baptists, and Presbyterians could hire Presbyterians, and Catholics could hire Catholics. Sure. But a Baptist church can't say we're only going to hire whites and not people of color. That's racial discrimination. There's no exemption there. And you wouldn't have a defense based on religious free exercise. If this is law, and this becomes law, and sexual orientation and gender identity are part of this same federal law, then this Baptist church, the Catholic church, the Presbyterian church, the Methodist church, whatever it is, would not be able to say our doctrine does not support this kind of lifestyle.
That could even mean the religious association would have to hire an LGBT pastor.
Right.
That's horrendous.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, all the way through. Now, that would hold, it's hard to believe what the, I don't know what the Supreme Court would do something like this, but this is how broad this is. It applies to employment, housing, rental, public accommodations, and more. So somebody who has a bed and breakfast, and it's their home, they live in there, and they have facilities. If somebody wants to use that facility for an LGBT wedding ceremony or a party, you can't say no. If you are a college or a university, if you have a policy based upon the scriptural admonitions and teachings of human sexuality, guess what's going to happen? You would lose your accreditation. And when you lose your accreditation, you will lose the ability to have federal funds.
You know, we talk about this.
Which means no student loans.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we talk about the LGBT indoctrination that's happening, particularly in public schools. Well, this would be required even in Christian schools, and Christian teachers would not only be forced to listen to these presentations, but they would be required to make them to students.
Yeah, this is...
That's tragic.
And then if you look at what would happen in the public schools, you already see some of these states that have gone across this line, and then you have this affirmative action indoctrination that occurs in the curriculum itself. And here you would have that same kind of thing happening. No doubt states would begin to mandate, because this also applies to cities, counties, states, federal government, employment, contracting, all kinds of activities. So the states would ultimately get involved. Here's what else would happen. Some of these financial institutions, all of these would be covered, including social media. Financial institutions may choose to no longer work with organizations that have a policy on biblical marriage and ultimately stop their bank accounts, stop their credit card processing, and much more. Here you have another situation. What about these shelters? For example, I mean, even if you have the shelters that are providing food and shelter to men and women.
Right.
Inner city, for example. This would allow a man to sleep right alongside a woman because that man says he identifies as a woman.
But think about, many of those women have been sexually assaulted, and that's the reason why they're in a shelter. And to put them in that situation is not only harmful physically, but emotionally.
Yeah, it also applies to Christian business owners, professionals, photographers, artists, bakers, wedding planners, printers, you name it. This would force these organizations, these people, these entities, to go against their values to promote same-sex weddings and ceremonies as part of their artistic talent that they have. It would also apply to placing children in homes, as you mentioned, with same-sex couples, foster parenting. If you, like in California, you have to sign an affirmation that as a foster parent, if the child wants to identify, frankly, become confused over their gender, you have to affirm that. And you have to say that you will affirm that rather than speak other counsel to them about change. You couldn't be a foster parent if you don't sign that form.
Right.
This now would put it on a national level.
Well, this law too, don't forget, Matt, that the state social services could actually remove the parents' own children from their home if the parents oppose the child's quote-unquote right to transition to a person of another sex or enter a homosexual relationship. They could actually take that those children out of their home.
Yeah, and get this, in the prior law, the different things that are covered in terms of public accommodation with regards to the federal law included a motion picture house, theater, concert hall, sports arena, or stadium. This particular bill amends it and expands it to, quote, or other place of or establishment that provides exhibition, entertainment, recreation, exercise, amusement, gathering, or display. Think about churches. Do they provide entertainment, recreation, exercise, amusement, gathering, or displays? Do they provide exhibitions? That means that you're covered. This is so breathtakingly broad. Here's what we are encouraging people to do? Obviously, pray. I don't think we're going to stop this absent a miracle on the U.S. House side. There's enough votes to pass it. The way to stop this bill, and it has to be stopped, is on the U.S. Senate side, because the Senate's going to need 60 votes to overcome the filibuster. If they get the 60 votes on the Senate side, they will have the 51 votes to pass this. That's where the focus has to be, to stop it on the U.S. Senate side so that they don't have the 60 votes. Contact your U.S. senator and make your voice known. For more information, go to lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.